Hello and welcome to Your True Self, a podcast about real life stories of transformation, navigating life, and being able to show up in the world as your unapologetic self. Here, we'll talk about the ups, the downs, the ugly truths, and the magical moments that we all experience but often feel we can't share. I'm your host, certified transformation coach and mentor, Jackie Rogash. I'm going to share with you how I was able to heal my trauma and move from barely surviving to thriving, and ultimately embracing my imperfectly perfect self. Because I know the power of community, I'll also be bringing special guests along for the ride. Throughout these conversations, we'll speak about the different factors that support us during our own personal transformations, including healing, resilience, mindset, connection, and so, so much more. So strap yourself in, because it's time to discover your true self.
How do we learn to trust after we've been broken into a million pieces? How do we put the broken pieces back together enough to open our heart up to the possibility of being hurt again? How do we trust others? How do we trust ourselves? How do we trust? This is probably the biggest pain point or concern that my clients come to me with, which is they don't trust themselves. Now, 99% of the time, that's not what they say to me. They don't come out and say, "So I don't trust myself and I need to fix that." It's through an exploration and some big questions and some inner searching that we arrive at that point. Sometimes I might ask them, straight out, do you trust yourself? Another question might be, do you believe that you're worthy? And then they say no. And then we embark on this beautiful, messy, exciting journey. Most of the time, what's happened is after they've experienced their trauma, every time that they've trusted themselves, they've been hurt, let down, or things haven't gone to plan. So they have no evidence that it's safe to trust themselves. They have no evidence that trusting themselves actually supports them. And it's also really interesting that often people fall into one of two categories. Not that we're categorizing anyone, but they either don't trust anyone, don't let them in, don't open up, and that includes themselves. You know, they'll shut everyone out. The blinkers are on, the walls are up. It's like this little tight bubble that no one can come into. Or they're so open to trusting that they're quick to fall and quick to enter relationships because they really want to believe. They really want to believe that it's safe to trust themselves. And similarly with their own endeavors, they're just like, I'm just going to throw myself into this without any thought or consideration because, you know, what's life if I don't trust? Like, yeah, I'm open to trusting. It's almost a way of trying to prove to themselves that they do in fact trust themselves, yet it doesn't always work out. Now, I'm not going into relationships in today's episode because that's next week's episode. Surprise! building relationships after trauma. But for this episode, we're specifically talking about trust and self-trust. For me, I was in the second category. I was very quick to open my heart and let people in. I wanted to trust people. I wanted to be loved, and I fell quickly. In terms of my own endeavors, though, I didn't trust myself at all with those. And even though I got excited by things, I wouldn't actually follow through. And when I look back at it now, it was never actually about trusting other people. Yes, I had been very hurt by people, so I would have been justified in shutting people out. But what I really wanted was connection, love, and trust with myself. I wanted that beautiful relationship where I felt whole, where I felt grounded. I obviously didn't know that at the time, and it took a lot more pain before I had that realization and discovered what I needed to do. But really, my, you know, very openness and willingness to trust other people was me searching for a connection with myself. I was searching for someone to validate me, to tell me I was doing the right thing, someone to support me. And rather than giving that to myself, it showed up through me giving everything I wanted for myself to other people, right? So I didn't trust myself, and instead of figuring out how to trust myself, I threw my trust to other people in the hope that it would give me that connection to myself. So what is it to trust yourself? What is it? It's having faith in yourself. It's believing in yourself. It's knowing that you have the answers and you know what is right for you. Self-trust isn't about having all of the answers or being perfect, because we all know that no one is perfect, even though sometimes we still try. Sometimes we still try. But that's not self-trust. Self-trust isn't about being a perfectionist. What it is being kind to yourself, showing yourself compassion and respect, no matter what's happening or what you're navigating. Self-trust is being your own best friend and cheerleader and listening to your intuition, your gut, your truth. When you learn to trust yourself, your whole life changes. And I don't often say that, you know. Well, no, I kind of do. That's rubbish. You know, the work that I do when we master or conquer or overcome a lot of the things that hold us back, our life changes. Self-trust is one of the biggest ones. When you trust yourself, you're able to communicate your needs with ease. You find genuine connections with other people. You know yourself and what you want, and you can communicate your boundaries. Self-trust is just, you know, it's building on the confidence that I spoke about last week and taking it that extra step. It's believing in yourself. So how do we build trust after trauma? It's, I find it really interesting, you know, doing episodes like this, because I am fully aware that everybody is their own person. Everyone is unique. Everyone has, you know, come from different backgrounds and experiences. So depending on that is going to depend on, you know, the journey that you take. But I'm also mindful that I want these episodes to have context and depth and something for you to walk away with and work on, you know, by yourself if you choose. So I'm going to talk through six steps, and please don't think that this is a, you know, six steps to building trust and you have to follow this to a T and that's the only way, because it's just not the case, right? Again, if we were working together and if I was your coach, then you would have a very specific tailor-made process and it would be a journey that we would go on together. But because I'm talking to you as a collective group, I want to give you something. So the first step, uncover the reason why you don't trust yourself. What is it? What don't you trust? What happened for you to not trust yourself? What broke your trust? You know, this first step is probably the biggest one, right? Because it is a really deep search. It is a deep exploration. Right? Why don't you trust yourself? And why can always be a little bit of a tricky thing to answer. But what led you to not trusting? What's happened when you have trusted? You know, what do you think and feel and believe about yourself when it comes to self-trust? Why don't you trust yourself? What's your go-to response, right? So this is really like follow the yellow brick road, choose your own adventure, where you answer one thing and something will come up and you just keep going and going and going, right? The second step, start to move through and release any of the reasons that you don't trust yourself. So obviously the trauma perspective and what led you to not trusting yourself is going to be a big piece, and that may take time. then there's likely going to be some other smaller stories or beliefs that you have that are impacting your ability to trust. So letting go of those, releasing those, working through those. And if you don't understand what I mean by release, please reach out to me so I can explain it to you. But basically, it is allowing yourself, your mind, your body, your soul to let go of the things that you're hanging on to that don't serve you. The third step, shift your focus to yourself. Not what other people think, not what other people say, nothing to do with other people. Focus on yourself. Get to know yourself. Start to understand your likes, your dislikes, your strengths, your weaknesses, all of that. When you shift your focus to yourself, then you're removing the obstacles. You're removing like external things that just don't matter, right? Especially when it comes to trusting. Trusting yourself is not about it has absolutely nothing to do with anyone else. Nothing. Zip, zero, nothing. So focus on yourself. Focus on what you want and need in order to trust yourself. The fourth step, which is actually a really fun exercise, write down all of the ways in which you trusted yourself that day. So at the end of each day, take a couple of minutes and write down all of the ways in which you trusted yourself. Now, the key to this one is often we feel like this has to be this big, we feel like trusting ourselves have to be these big decisions that we've made. It's, again, not true. So it might be I chose to set my alarm and get up early to do some exercise or meditate or whatever, and I feel so much better for it. That's you trusting that it's going to support you to get up early. Or maybe you choose, I don't know, something delicious for lunch. So you're like, oh, I'm going to trust myself. I'm going to have this for lunch. And it was amazing. Perfect. Or maybe there's some feedback that you gave at work and the response was really, really positive. You trusted yourself to give that feedback, right? So see what I mean? It can be really, really simple. You know, maybe you took your dog for a walk and you felt so good, or you took your dog for a walk and you saw like these beautiful birds in the trees. That's you trusting yourself, okay? There is so much evidence in every single day of moments of you trusting yourself that supports you. The problem is we get so focused on big decisions and the fear that comes with big decisions that we fail to see those little magical moments. So while step four can feel like a bit of a nothing exercise compared to the others, it can be one of the most powerful in terms of mindset shifts. The fifth step, stage, piece is a journaling question for you. What would life look and feel like if I trusted myself? What would life look and feel like if I trusted myself? Spend some time with that one. And the last and most important thing, start slow. Make small decisions and take small actions and show yourself that it is safe to trust yourself. Again, we can often get caught up in this. If I'm trusting myself, it has to be with this huge thing. And then we do that huge thing and doesn't work out, or it's overwhelming, or we get scared. And so we haven't built the foundations behind us. Because when you've built the foundations of those small steps and those small ways and that the evidence to show that you can trust yourself, when you do take a big leap, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't matter. It's kind of like, oh, well, that sucks, but there are all these other options open to me, right? So, again, I feel, you know, a little bit hypocritical in a way of being like, here are the six steps to building trust after trauma, knowing that, you know, there might be more, there might be less, and they might vary for you. But every single person listening to this, you included, will see a change and growth if you go through this process. Self-trust is built over time, and as I said earlier, it is something that only you can give yourself. It isn't something that you can get from anyone else, and it's not something that you can find externally. You may also find that when you start this journey, you get to a point where things feel good. Things are going well. And you're like, yeah, I'm good at this. This is fun. And then you have a natural tendency to question when something will go wrong. We've all had that, right? It's like you make this change and you feel really good. And then you go, oh, I'm just waiting for something bad to happen. What's going to go wrong? Because it always does. And if you're sitting in that, if that's what you're focusing on, then yes, something bad will probably happen. Because your focus is not on what's going well and how you've trusted yourself. Your focus is on what's going to happen. This moment right here is when you are invited to practice self-trust the most. Reframing and moving away from what you've always done, your subconscious patterns and programming, and really stepping into a new way of thinking and believing that you are worthy and deserving of everything that you want and that it is safe to be yourself, right? So if you notice that that fear or doubt or questioning comes in, or that waiting of what's going to happen, what's going to go wrong, invite yourself to lean into self-trust even more, even if it's only 1% more. But even more than before, and focus on like the gratitude and how trusting yourself has supported you. So that is it. I invite you to spend some time working through the 6 steps or the process that I spoke to earlier to really start to create and build trust in yourself. As I said, I understand that if we're working together, it would probably be, well, not probably, it would definitely be more specific and personalized. But I do wholeheartedly believe and know that if you go through and process or action those 6 steps, you will see growth. You will see a noticeable difference in how you trust yourself compared to how you started. And just for fun, because this is actually my third last episode before I take a break, I would love to know, whether you email it to me or whether you send me a message on socials or whatever, I would love to know, what does self-trust mean to you? Honoring that, it'll have a different definition and meaning to you than what it does to me. But what does self-trust mean to you?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Your True Self. I would love to connect with you over on Instagram at jackie.rogash or through my Facebook group, Inner Transformations with Jackie Rogash. If you love this episode and don't want to miss another one, I'd be so grateful if you could hit subscribe and also leave a 5-star review so more people have the opportunity to hear this podcast, because you just never know who needs to hear what we'll be sharing. Take care and stay true to you.